So well done anyway, it's a good result for you. See you on the 21st. Be a good result for us. So this evening, there's a number of things. It's just been one of these kind of weeks where I had planned to preach on something. Then I started sitting in my office beginning to try and speak on that and didn't make any sense. Then I try to speak on something else, and then I just really feel that I'm going to speak on this, and it might still make no sense, but I'm going to do it anyway. So let's just take a moment, let's just shut our eyes, and let's just ask the Lord to speak to us, because we desperately need to hear his voice, because it's the voice that brings life. Where else can we go? You have the words of life. And Lord Jesus, we so desperately want to encounter you, Lord. We so desperately want to know you. We so desperately want to hear the things which are on your heart. And Lord, it's such a privilege to know you. It's such a privilege that you would reach down to us and reveal yourself to us. And we're just so amazed you do that. And I pray this evening you do that even more, that you'd break open our hearts to receive more of you. You'll break open our minds to be able to understand more of you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd soften us, that we could embrace you, Lord, with great boldness, Lord. So we just want to pray now that you come and speak to us. I thought it'd be good noting the day today being Pentecost. I'm not noting it for any particular reason that today suddenly God's going to turn up with extra power, or that God's going to inaugurate the end of the world. But I think it's important to remind ourselves that God is a God of power. God is a God that can break into our situations and bring life. And I'm going to briefly read from Acts, then I'm going to look at a couple of other things as I begin to share. It says this in the beginning of Acts, in my former book, which is Luke writing, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So they met together. They asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, is it not for you to know the times or dates the Father set by his own authority? But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And so I just love hearing about this story. It's a story about a people who had followed Jesus for 3 years. They'd seen the ministry of Jesus. They had participated in the ministry of Jesus. They had failed miserably in the ministry of Jesus. They'd let the law down. They had done all sorts of things. But there comes a time where Jesus appears to them on many occasions, particularly in Jerusalem, and he commands them to stay where they are and wait until the power of God comes upon them and clothes them with power on high. And we see in that waiting and that period of time that God did something in them and through them and upon them, that we see a most incredible outpouring of God's Spirit upon the earth. And we see ordinary people like you and me transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit and partaking in the ministry that Jesus modeled upon the earth. And I believe Jesus wants to do that very same thing with us here in this time, in this place, and in this space. I've been reading this last week about a prophet called Malachi. I don't know if you know anything about Malachi. I didn't know much about Malachi until this week. But the Lord keeps putting him in my heart. And the word Malachi means the messenger. And when Malachi came to speak, he came to call a nation back in preparation for the coming of the king, which we found out eventually was the coming of Jesus. And we're in a time, as we already are, a time of getting ready, a time of preparing for the arrival not only of Jesus when he comes back one day to call us all back to be with him, but I believe as we're seeing signs and symbols of the earth, that Jesus wants to come with his power in our situation, in our location, to reveal his son and to bring his kingdom. I don't know if many of you, I've heard just talking to people just on who've been talking about this revival out in Florida. Have many people heard about that? A place in Lakeland. And a guy who's got tattoos from head to toe, a guy called Todd Bentley. He's a wonderful guy who just absolutely loves the Lord. And we're seeing the most incredible outbreak in God's power. People being set free. People being delivered from different things. People coming to know Jesus. And Catherine and I, we've never seen the God Channel before. In fact, we've been quite scared of watching it, to be totally honest. But we heard about this revival being on, and so we kind of found out where it was on the Sky. And we just thought we'd just sit one evening and just watch it for a couple of minutes, and then we're kind of going to do something else. But we've been absolutely transfixed. It's suddenly you sit in your room, and suddenly the power of God starts turning up in your room, and you start seeing people being healed, people being all these most amazing things. And one night we were in there, we had a gin and tonic each, and so we named them Revival Cocktails. But it's just an incredible thing, just seeing what God can do and what God is doing. And as I was beginning to think about that, it just reminded me how exciting it is when we see God's power, because it shows the church as it should be. This should be normal. It shouldn't be for special occasions. This is what we should be coming out of all the time, because that is our inheritance as Christians and believers of Jesus Christ. But the other side of it is, I'm excited about God's power, but I'm also overwhelmed about the fact of God turning up. Sometimes we think about God, wouldn't it be great for Jesus to come right here now? It would be, but also there's the other side of it. I was thinking about being careful what we ask for. Because I was around, I've been very fortunate to be around different movements of God's Spirit from when I was younger in the 1980s with John Wimber, and I've seen all sorts of things. I've seen the Toronto Blessing. I've seen all sorts of outpourings of God's Spirit. And I believe, as has been prophesied over many years, that this fire that God is coming, it's not going to be just, it's going to be coming with fire. When God's come, it's not going to be just a place where this is going to be the fire of God coming. And as I began to look into that, what does it mean for God's fire to come upon his church? And I thought, gosh, that's actually quite scary. And I began to look at references in the Bible which talks about when God comes. It says this in Corinthians, it said, but each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it into light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. And I was reflecting on the whole idea of the fire, and one of the things in the revival I had in Florida is talking about the fire, and it's wonderful when we see the signs and wonders. But as I was thinking about that as well, I suddenly, in my spirit, I felt the Lord say, but how much more do you want to know me? The sign and symbols point to Jesus, but they are not in itself that relationship. And on Saturday night, I went down, I've got a room at the bottom of my garden, I just got my little guitar out, and I sat in there, and I just began to worship the Lord. And as I was in there, I felt the Lord just beginning to reveal to me again his heart. And he began to remind me again of what it was like when I first met him. And he began to remind me what it's like to meet with him and to be overwhelmed by his love. And as I was in that place, I thought, I couldn't give a stuff about all this other stuff. I love the fact that God heals. I love the fact that God raises people from the dead. I love the fact that God sets people free. But the most important thing is that relationship with Jesus. And if we get the both together, what a powerful combination. It says in Malachi, who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He'll sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He'll purify the Levites, which are the worship leaders, and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will bring men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. And before, this is in Malachi, prophesying the time when Jesus was going to come. And in Matthew 3, it talks about John, who's prophesying that one greater is going to come after him. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is here. He says, I will baptize you with water for repentance, but he will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire. And when we hear these songs like Refiner's Fire, My One Desire, I mean, what does that mean? Seriously. Do you know what fire, I mean, I was thinking about the things we sing and the things we mean. What's the difference? I saw on this arrival, Lord, send me. Okay. Go on then. Go and do it. Do you see what I'm saying? Are we really going to keep, are we going to do the things that God asks us to do? Or does it become yet another song that comes in 1 minute and goes the next? Refiner's fire, do you want the fire to come and burn up everything? I like the thought of it, but I don't know if I like the reality of it. And the ultimate thing with revival is it has to always end in the worship of Jesus Christ. Says this, then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. I don't think I've got anything more to say. And Lord Jesus, we want you to move with power. Lord, we thank you that you modeled the ministry of power upon the earth in order to set the captives free, Lord, the coming of God. And I just want to give an opportunity, just as where we're sitting, just to get ourselves right with God, because I can just really feel God's power here this evening. It's cool. I can hardly stand up, to be totally honest. And I just want us just to put ourselves right with God as we understand it. And so, Holy Spirit, you say that you search our hearts and our minds. You reveal Jesus to us. You reveal those things in our lives which are not good. But you point us to the person who can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let's just take a moment. Lord, Holy Spirit, come and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, break the world off us. Just break the world off us now, Lord. Lord. And I want us to stand, because standing often helps us engage with God. Because when we're seated, we're often we can get lazy in God's presence, and He doesn't want us to be lazy tonight. Because there's a real anointing in this building tonight. I can feel it. I haven't felt this for quite a while. And what I want to do now is, just where you are, I just want you to open your hands, just to welcome Jesus now to come to you. Just welcome Him. Just welcome Jesus. Welcome Him now. Just welcome Him. We welcome you, Jesus. We welcome your ministry in this church. We welcome your healing power. We welcome the angels to come and join with us and worship, Lord. Lord, we want to honor you, Lord, as you were the only Lamb that was worthy. It was only you who could open the scroll. There's no one else in heaven and earth who can do that. Only you can, Jesus. It's only you. It can only be about you. It's got to be about you, Lord. And Lord, I just want to pray now, you just begin to descend your fire upon us now, Lord. Just let it come now. Let the fire come, Lord. Let it come now, Lord. Let it come. Alash na bada da 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 da. Koromba alash na bada da 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 da. Shlapa da 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 da. I want to invite those who have been touched by the Spirit now, just to come forward to start with. I want it to be like it's almost like those who the presence of the Lord is upon now, just to come and stand here. This is kind of the beginning of the evening. This is not the main bit, but. Anyone who's just feeling the presence of God, just touch them now. We just want to get people around together who are feeling that presence. And so anyone else, we just want to...